Cast Ranger.
Welcome to Extra Extra Cast Ranger, everybody.
Ichi, welcome back.
I'm back.
Me too.
Now, can you answer me? Can you please answer me this question? Did you finish my time machine?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, I must go forward in time to get the gamer driver. Bye, everybody.
No.
You're waiting until after the podcast.
But he already made it!
And you have a time
Which
machine.
Means
it doesn't matter.
I mean, I forced Ichi to watch all the Back to the Future movies constantly for a week.
Yeah, but...
Actually, most of my blueprint came from the 69 music video.
Ah, cool.
So it only goes to 1 year.
Fine.
Wow, what a dick job.
Fine, I won't travel forward in time.
You guys...
It worked so well for Eric Cartman.
You guys need to do the best time machine ever from Mr. Show, where what it is, you get into a room and you wait 40 years to get to 40 years in the future.
Or Shaolin Showdown, where you just freeze yourself and you have a ticker with a voice recording.
You know what my favorite time machine is? My bed.
You know what my favorite time machine is? Reading the news. It tells us about the future.
Yeah, we got.
Oh my god! That was so stupid, it looped back around to making some semblance of sense.
Hang on.
Did you just punish yourself?
Yes.
Cool. We got Blue back, we got North back, we got some Dream back! Woo!
We got some Dream back.
Yeah, how Emily got her dream
We
back.
Retrieved our childhood dreams from the stars.
Emily, it's time you got your dream back! Again!
Now I'm lost.
Yeah, Dreamcaster is now in animation school. She's going to be like a Disney animator. It's going to be awesome.
She's going to animate the Cast Ranger anime.
It's going to be metal.
Years later, when we are watching Disney movies with our children, we're just going to see head animator Emily, and we'll be like,
yeah, just the first name.
We'll see who makes it first. Me learning to do CG animation or her learning to animate properly?
Oh, her, unquestionably.
It'll probably unquestionably be her.
Even though you have way of a head start.
Oh, yeah.
You're just way more talented.
No. You misunderstand. I've been trying to do this for 5 years and I've never found enough
connection. Yeah.
You're probably going to get there first.
He's slower of a 3D animator than he is an editor.
Well, good.
Right on,
Okay, we're already 10 minutes and we haven't even talked
about it. I'm busy. What can I say?
Hashtag. Self for Harambe.
No! Get out!
Stop.
Fucking don't put that shit in the show.
It's so funny though.
News!
No, it's not.
News!
Harambe's still dead.
Kamen Rider the Diner adds Amazon themed menu items.
Wait.
What?
There's a Kamen Rider restaurant?
Yeah, we talked about it a while ago.
Oh wait, Cell's here. He can actually do the what?
What? What? Hey, Al.
We're on.
So, of course, because it's Amazon's, the first thing featured on this menu is Mamo's favorite hamburger!
Yay!
Nothing?
A traditional cheeseburger with lettuce and tomatoes served on a plate.
Tune in to Enter the Amazon every Wednesday. Thank you.
Wow, that's
really awesome.
Shameless plug!
No, that's the thing, since it's
shamelessly
actually
plugging our own stuff that's also on the same channel?
What?
No, you know what the best part is? Because that show actually comes out on a scheduled time every week, so I can actually go, Enter the Amazon, Wednesdays at 6 p.m. on Cast Ranger.
Except for this week, where it was Thursday.
Shut up, it's Pacific.
Specific time.
Speaking of Pacific,
we'll get there later.
Okay.
Anyways, hamburgers.
Yeah. So, served on a plate with seasoned fries, positioned in the style of the razor sharp claws possessed by the mole Amazon Mamoru.
Of course.
Nama House fried chicken dish, a boneless fried chicken dish served over green peppers and onions, named after Jin Takayama's girlfriend Izumi Nana.
Oh, it's girlfriend. I thought it was wife.
I guess. I don't know. There's no proof they're married. He has no ring. Watch Your Protein Intake is an antipasto salad featuring veggies, sliced chicken, sliced prosciutto ham.
Whoa, what?
And as one would expect of an Amazon-themed dish, eggs, hard-boiled though, not raw.
Okay, motherfucker, you say that word again.
I don't know.
Say, how do you say that?
Prosciutto, I don't know.
Prosciutto.
Okay,
Way to piss on the Italian language.
I'm not Italian, I don't know this shit.
My inner blood.
Lastly, the sweets culture plate is a series of delicious desserts that appear in the eerie style of genetically engineered cultures and pharmaceuticals of Nozama Pharmacy.
Oh. Well, we get the feeling this is the first step towards a mind control drink.
Spoilers!
Yeah.
That is cute, though.
There's a shot of Sigma in the in that, but we haven't gotten the Sigma in our show yet.
No.
The special menu, which also includes specialty drinks, is only available during the month of September from the 3rd to the 30th. At the Kamen Rider Diner in Japan.
Cool.
Guys, let's go to Japan.
And specifically in Ikebukuro.
Yay, I want a Mamoru hamburger.
Yeah.
It's a normal ass burger.
Then just have a burger! Next!
If I wasn't
tired, I get over there, that's a little different, but...
If I wasn't...
We got.
If I could actually speak, I would slap you.
I know.
Earlier today, we got our first look at the upcoming packaging for the Legacy Mighty Morphin Red Ranger helmet.
This thing looks dope.
Releasing in October for roughly $100, it is probably a really godsend for Power Ranger cosplayers.
All I'll say is, they're gonna make a White Ranger one, and I will probably buy it.
The box design is real neat, because each side of the box shows that perspective of the helmet.
Which is cool.
And like Evan said last week, if you, like, get rid of the image... Those toys up there actually look a lot cooler.
Oh, man. Just
yeah.
I don't know, owning
a
Red Ranger
really
helmet for $100, that's pretty good.
I really still want that Mazinger figure that comes on that banner.
I will get this and have it painted blue and add it to my Custom Rider cosplay.
And then T-Rexes aren't blue!
And then they'll,
Spinosaur, bitch!
And then they'll actually put out the Blue Ranger helmet and you'll be like, fuck.
Also, another response, wrong time period.
Whatever.
Spinosaurus.
Don't care! Next!
Spinosaurus lived millions of hundreds of years apart and on the other side of the world!
We also got the box art for the Legacy Ninja
Megazord.
The one that no one likes!
What?
Fuck
you!
But them frog legs, though.
It's that thing.
It's the frog leg Megazord.
I actually really like this one.
I'm a frog.
Do you know what? You know what it should come with as like a first release bonus? Just the movie head.
This thing also had one of the best finishers. Remember when it would punch and you would see the image of the ape in the
Yeah, I remember you telling me because like I didn't think that the red Zord was like was an ape.
Ironically, it was way cooler in the series than the movie.
Of course it was.
Sort of an ape.
You got to see
ape.
It.
Yeah.
No, it's just in Power Rangers. It's an ape, and Cocker Ranger. It's more of a samurai.
It's still an ape though.
It's a samurai.
It's got like
it's a samurai.
It's,
ape.
It's got like a sword and shit, and it's wearing armor, but it is an ape.
It's an ape-themed samurai.
Yes.
It's Winston.
Winston's not a samurai!
He will be.
Yeah, but he wears body armor.
Genji will give him his sword, and then,
SH Figure Arts Renewal! Kamen Rider Kuga Amazing Mighty Form!
There's David's Christmas gift to Evan this year.
I saw the response to that. It was like, well, I guess I have to now.
It won't be out till March, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Late Christmas gift.
Birthday gift.
And since it's a renewal figure, retail.
The eyes light up.
Oh
my god.
Yep. Evan just creamed in his pants.
Premium Bandai web exclusive.
Okay, never mind.
Stands at 150 millimeters tall, comes with extra replacement wrists, will cost 59.40 yen, not bad, and will be released in March.
Oh,
that's not bad for a web exclusive renewal figure.
And just, that looks beautiful.
And the thing, it's just a repaint.
I know what I'll get you for a Kuga related item, Evan. I'll get you the Kuga icon. To go with your Kuga lock scene.
Yeah.
No, get him the Kuga gashit.
If they ever make gashets. Gashet.
You know they'll make Rider gashets.
They'll make them.
Next.
That'll be
you
cool.
know they will.
Cool. Oh, that will be cool.
SH Figure Arts Gatak Extender. Kamen Rider Gatak's Rider Machine.
Does it turn into the hover mode?
No, it doesn't.
That's gay.
Really?
Yeah. From the images, it doesn't.
I still want to make a Sugar Rush turn.
What?
Time.
Why not?
There's like no reason why not.
That sucks.
You want to know the weird part? It doesn't turn into the hoverboard.
Sort of, but not in an arcade. Oh, sorry, guys.
Oh, it's fine. No, like I was saying, it's odd though how this doesn't split open to make the hoverboard, but they can make the mirror monsters turn into the motorcycles.
Yep.
This new web-exclusive bike will be released also in March for 5184 yen, and will complement the Gatak renewal figure. Sadly, this one will not include the essentials most rider bikes come with, like the rear wheel base and Tamashii stage adapter.
Like, I actually love that Gatak renewal.
Oh yeah, it's,
it looks
it's a
amazing.
Nice, it's a nice figure, it's a nice bike.
Gak-dak. Can we get figure arts of the masked forms, please?
Nickelodeon Gak.
But I like Kabuto masked forms so
if they put out Gatak masked form, I would buy it without question.
Yeah, Vulcan cannons, bitch.
Fuck that.
Alright.
next.
Yeah.
Gar, take the reins.
SH Monster Art Super Mecha Godzilla.
Wait, there's a Super Mecha Godzilla?
It's from the Millennium.
Oh.
It's almost like they don't have any ideas.
Right?
Go to the fourth image. Yeah.
Oh my god, he's got fucking cannons.
It's like he has two airplanes strapped.
I'll respond with something I should have done at the start of the episode.
It doesn't...
It doesn't work as well as it can.
Whatever, I need a drink.
Weak.
Oh, Mechagodzilla is so cool. Just...
All right, let's go to the actual details.
Anyways.
This impressive release is scheduled for a March 2017 release as a Tamashii Web exclusive. For 10,000 and 800 yen.
Yeah, these figures are fucking expensive.
Oh yeah, Monster Arts go for like hundreds. I can't actually read it from here.
It includes not only an extra pair of hands and a Tamashii stage, but the Garuda parts as well as an adapter to mount them.
Yeah. Jetpack cannons.
It's very cool.
Very cool.
Alright. Oh.
Oh, what's that?
I actually have. It was announced yesterday. Premium Bandai Limited, the Dark Orb Ring.
The Juggler!
Yeah.
Yeah, because literally the latest episode of Orb, me and Gar watch, it was a heavy juggler episode.
Yeah.
He juggled a lot.
Actor Takaya Aoyagi demonstrates the new toy. It's a repaint of...
His face there!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh!
It's a repaint...
Solda!
The thumbnail on the video on this page.
It's a repaint of the retail release Orb Ring. The voice of the Dark Orb Ring is a distorted Takahiro Sakurai, who some you may know as Cloud Strife.
And Haseo.
Among many, many other things.
And Tentomon, his Digi Evolutions.
And Haseo.
The toy will have four of Juggler's famous quotes. The Dark Ring comes with five kaiju cards, first one being Gata no Dor from Tiga. Melbar, also from Tiga.
Show the picture of the cards at the bottom of that page.
Bolton from the original series. Antlar from, again, the original series. And Nova from Ultraman Leo. All cards from the toy line will have sounds in the ring. Pre-orders start September 16th, which is today, and will go until December 26th.
Which is tomorrow.
December 26th.
Yeah, which is around the end of the year. The DX Orb Ring will cost around 8 yen, which is $71 before middleman fees, and will be shipped out in March of 2017. So chances are we will not be getting
everything
until
in March.
April.
Jesus, Gar, did they pay you for that? That was a good pitch.
Well, actually, I put down a lot of notes.
Wow.
For
wow.
This.
That's actually really good.
Good job,
yeah, that's a lot of notes.
He wants the Dark Orb Ring.
Oh, I want this thing to death, man. Especially since I'm getting the Orb Ring.
Yep.
Alright. Next. News that made Goldcaster cry in terror.
Oh, yeah.
Just the death of Goldcaster.
Just, oh, wow.
He ain't shining no more.
Goldkaiger Ranger Key Set 2000th Episode Edition. After plenty of speculation, Premium Bandai has revealed the next set of Ranger Keys. Apparently, despite promotional images to the contrary, the set does not include Zuoja Keys.
Oh, there's a reason why.
They're going to put them out later, aren't
no,
they?
No. It's just the hilarious part of, like, the crossover.
Oh. So, this new set of Ranger Keys includes, even though they were already released, Kyoryu Pink and Tokyu Yongo keys, so they're getting a second release because they were in one of the episodes,
yeah.
As well as all the Ninjas, including all three Aka Ninjas.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that means Daddy Ninja and Grandpa Ninja.
Good.
Dark Aka Ninja from the movie. Ao Ninja, Ki Ninja, Momo Ninja, Shiro Ninja, Mito Ninja, the green one from the Returns movie.
Because why not?
Star Ninja as well.
Star Ninja!
And again, as mentioned, Kyoryu Pink and Tokyu Yongo. It's odd that they bothered to re-release those keys, but not the Yellow Buster key.
You wanna know why? Because that one was retail.
But why would it matter?
Because
the other two...
Well, it's because, again, like, these were only exclusive in, like, big sets. Where to go... Like, they don't want to re-release something for a higher price when you can easily get it cheaper.
Yeah. Anyways, the Goldkaiger Rangers key set 2000th edition will be sold as usual as a Premium Bandai exclusive. Orders open as of September 12th with a release date for the set in February 2017, not March.
That's super.
De-duper.
Retail price for this key set is 16,200 yen.
Holy shit. Keep your juices, like, away from me.
I found the shorts.
What? So, what? Ranger Key Collectors, start your wallets!
I remember that now.
Yeah.
What was that?
Space Jam.
Yeah.
I found the Schwartz.
Okay, this was surprising.
Hours ago.
Yeah. Breaking news. The Power Rangers Ninja Steel Yellow Ranger got recasted.
Now, we were talking about this earlier. How fucking terrible of an actor do you have to be to get recast in Power Rangers?
Okay.
Think about this. They accepted the guy who played Troy.
Hey, maybe he wasn't that bad of an actor. Maybe he was just
a terrible racist. No, it might not even been that. We don't know
why.
He might have left for his own personal reasons. They might have just let him go. We don't know, but it is sad because he did look like a cool.
The article says, due to unforeseen circumstances, the role of the other ranger was recast.
Well,
so maybe it was some personal issue.
It's shocking because he posted up on his Instagram that he just got back into Los Angeles. He looks perfectly fine, so it just begs the question. It's like you flew him out to New Zealand. Here's my opinion.
But that makes a good plot line.
No. But basically, here's my personal opinion on maybe why he left.
It's nothing but speculation at this point.
Here's my speculation then.
What?
Let Gar finish.
Maybe they saw the test footage and they reconsidered.
Okay, in the end though, we don't know why, but it's a shame.
So the old actor, whose name is absolutely hilarious, Chance Simpson, is being replaced by the new actor, Nico Greetham. I figured it out. I know why they replaced him. His name wasn't hilarious enough.
Yeah, so now we lost the old one to get White Nagi here.
Yep.
Like, he looks like Nagi if he was a white dude.
No, you know what would be absolutely hilarious? If Chance Simpson came back as Star Ninja.
Maybe that's what it is.
Maybe there
Who
you
knows?
Go. Maybe they're like,
oh my god, that could actually be it. They said, you would make a better Sixth Ranger.
Yeah.
Have they said who's playing the Sixth Ranger?
No. They've not revealed Star Ninja yet.
No, not yet. That could be it.
Okay, we're putting that down. We'll see what happens when Star Ninja shows up.
That'd be cool.
Gold Ninja Steel.
I'd be very curious to find out. Power Morphicon away!
Yeah.
Whoa.
Alright, next.
Oh god.
Oh, no.
I didn't see this!
Capcom announced a new Kaiju VR simulator.
It's on the Vive! We can play it!
Oh god.
Guard, we know what you're gonna be playing now.
Capcom announced a VR simulation that allows players to destroy buildings as the great Kaiju monster Capdon.
Oh my god.
Oh,
that's great.
In the game, you will take on the role of Capdon, demolish buildings, destroy the defending forces, and save all the little kaiju.
Capdon.
The players will be equipped with controller and shoes, apparently. The game is... Oh, no, it's not... It uses Vive equipment, but it also adds extra sets of controllers to attach to your feet like fucking Bayonetta, and the game will be playable only at Plaza Capcom on September 16th. My god, that's today!
Oh god, right now there's someone smashing buildings while we're here doing a podcast?
Going,
what's wrong with the world?
Fuck this shit!
Is there like a fucking... They also strap something to your neck. Okay, when you're ready to breathe fire, go...
That would be so cool.
The headset has a microphone.
Oh!
I just love this image of the guy playing the game. He actually has two Vive controllers strapped to his feet!
Yeah, they didn't...
They're Crocs. Well, I can never play this game.
Look,
I have to find this game.
It's like dismembered Rayman feet in the actual simulation.
See, when I see myself playing this, I'm just going to remember that scene from the Inspector Gadget movie where Robo Gadget's just pretending to be Godzilla and just going...
That's what you remember?
Yes. I like that movie.
Oh my god, it is now my life mission to get this game.
I think it should be your life mission to fix the computer first.
This man has a point.
I'm working on it. Speaking of video games...
What?
Kamen Rider Gonbarizing, the Japanese arcade game, put out a promotional video for the X8 version, which actually showed off a little bit of how the X8 boat or the gamer driver works.
Some Kamen Rider blade shit.
We won't watch the video, but basically how it works is apparently when he levels up, like opening up the belt, it projects like an energy projection of the display on the belt, much like how when Kamen Rider Blade Henshin there was a holographic display of the card.
Yeah, and he just kind of stepped through it.
Yes.
Or ran through it.
Yeah. Anyways, anyone interested in that video can find it on Bandai's YouTube channel. It has a lot of sounds from the Gamer Driver as well, so if you're hankering for some X8, that's where you can get your fix for the time being.
I know I did.
Of course you did. You're
Gar, take...
Oh, all right, I actually forgot about this. Back in 2014... Okay, actually, first off, whoever knows about Garo, then you should probably know about the 2014... Garo Zero miniseries, Black Blood. Well, there's going to be a sequel. It's called Dragon Blood, and it's coming out next year.
Dragon Blood. That
is Garo what happens when you grow giant?
Oh, man.
Chris, there are many things that the universe...
Did you just use my name?
Yes,
did you just use my birth name?
What is this, holes?
My Christian name?
I'm not going to get full Tumblr on you.
What is this, work?
Is that all you're saying about this? It's a pretty
it's hard. A sequel to a Zero miniseries, to the 2014 miniseries.
That guy looks badass.
Yeah, Zero is basically the second famous, like, Mekai Knight
as
in
long
the
as
Garo
he,
franchise.
As long as he's not Zero the Wing Knight.
No.
Next.
See, Pacific came back.
She looks so unhappy.
I know, right?
It's a headshot.
Like, anyway,
bitch,
you want to be in Pacific Rim 2. Look happier.
Oh,
really?
No.
I'm teaming up with John Boyega?
Right. God, fine. So, if you didn't know, a Pacific Rim sequel casts its female lead, singer and actor Kaylee Spaney.
More on the vein of hilarious actors.
I'm sure it's pronounced Spanny.
Spanny?
Spanny, that's...
But I'm calling her Kaylee Spaney.
Spaney?
Spaney,
Spaney. Has been cast in addition to Pacific Rim 2. It's steadily marching forward to its February 23rd, 2018 premiere.
Jesus.
And I'm looking this woman up. John Boyega
tweeted. Well, it says right here, this is Spaney's second film credit and a first in a major Hollywood release.
Hollywood film as a first.
Oh, it doesn't list what else she did.
I'll look it up. But she's the female lead. Not much else to say on that.
This article also mentions that Scott Eastwood, who played Lieutenant Edwards from Suicide Squad, is also starring in this film in an undisclosed role.
Oh, his name was Edwards.
Gar.
Oh, thank you.
Are you okay?
Gar
has
left.
Mentioned Suicide Squad.
Yeah, she has not done anything.
He's
really.
Same with some sort of Suicide Squad.
Fucking hate that movie. It's an okay
My
movie.
Mom loved that movie.
Oh, okay, I thought you left the room because I said, "Oh, but what about Japanese lady?"
Okay, so answer that, Lane. No one's coming back from the first film.
What about Charlie's Day?
No one is coming.
If Charlie Day is not in the film, I declare it a failure.
This is a short. Circuit 2 kind of thing where they'll probably be mentioned, but that's it.
It's like the Agito.
No.
Guys, this movie takes place in the Atlantic. I just didn't have time, okay?
Atlantic Rim.
That was the name of the Asylum movie.
Yeah. Next.
Wait, really?
Actually.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh my god.
That was the thing that happened.
Hikaru Osawa, who plays Akari in Kamen Rider Ghost, is apparently releasing her first photo book.
Simply called
Hikaru, because like every self-righteous artist, they make their first piece of work self-titled.
Hey, I still know what I'm going to call my first art book.
So if you're interested in seeing Akari in sexy photos and bikinis, there you go.
If you're interested in seeing me in sexy photos and bikinis,
join our Patreon.
I'll do it, people. You put my actual money to this.
We'll make it a goal.
We have a photographer.
Cast Ranger calendar.
Oh god, that should not ever happen.
But it will.
We just have to get, like, our helmets actually made,
oh,
and then just us in bathing suits and speedos,
no.
And just
oh,
our
it's
helmets.
It's gonna be wonderful.
No.
Oh, no.
Come on, guys.
Anyways.
Well, just
oh.
us in speedos washing
no!
Ichi's car with the helmets
no!
on.
No!
So, good luck to Ikaro Oshawa.
Apparently, the photos were shot in Guam.
Guam.
The photo book costs 2,800 yen and is set for a mid-September
in
release.
In Guam, because she couldn't find anyone in Japan to do it.
I broke Gar. I'm so
hashtag
sorry.
Hashtag Kamen Rider Guam.
Yeah.
Pre-order now if you care.
It's
I don't.
Out.
I don't because she suffers from Jackie Burkhart syndrome.
Gar's so
what?
Mad at me.
What?
She's sure she's cute until she starts talking.
Next.
God, she's annoying.
Herpeter.
Yay!
Kamen Rider, Ghost, and X-Aid Movie Wars Spy Shots.
More stuff I'm sure we're not allowed to actually show.
Well, if you look real close, you can see that Ghost apparently gets X-Aid Damashii.
What?
You can see the fucking level 1 face on the back of the jacket.
Yeah. All I know is she's just gonna have like a hood and then just X-Aid's hair.
The odd part is neither of those are Seiji Nakaiwa.
Yeah, and apparently X-Aid also gets a ghost-themed form. I think that might be the orange thing behind him.
Well, there is a rumor saying that's actually another X-Aid rider.
Oh, maybe.
That'd be cool. Anyway, it's all exciting.
All right.
Next.
Exciting and things.
So this is kind of sad. Apparently there was confirmation that none of the original Power Rangers cast are making a cameo in the upcoming Lionsgate film.
I wasn't expecting
that. I mean,
no,
I understand,
shit.
But...
they have their own lives.
That would have been cool.
Jason David Frank would be down in a heartbeat.
No,
yeah,
no,
he would.
No. Lionsgate refused him.
Well,
he wanted to be in the movie, but they were like, no, fuck off, leave.
It's honestly, to me, it's a double-edged sword where part of it is... It could be nice. It is, and it is nice if they do that. I mean, but that's where it ends.
Yeah.
It's just nice. That's all. It would add nothing to the movie. It wouldn't be interesting. Like because they would have like 1 second cameos, and then you got another Ghostbusters on your.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
yeah.
Do you want a Ghostbusters 2016?
Well, I kind of like that in Ghostbusters.
I like
it. It was okay, but it's like it's distracting.
So
they don't need to be there. They're making their own movie. I'm okay with this.
So apparently what happened is, this article mentions that Walter Jones, who played Zack in Mighty Morphin, revealed during a podcast that they were just plain not invited to be part of the film.
Gee, it's like...
So it wasn't that they tried and got refused, there was just no communication sent.
It's legendary war all over again.
Yeah. So, as usual, the movie is set for a March 2017 release. Everything in March!
Whoa.
Well, Kamen Rider Drive Saga, the theme song for the upcoming Kamen Rider Saga has been revealed.
So, surprise!
Entitled Eternity, this song was included in the third album of Ernest Drive, Re-Ray, and was chosen to be the main theme for the V-Cinema for Kamen Rider Mach and Heart, which is also a rewritten and rearranged version of the Drive opening theme, Surprise Drive.
Actually, I want to mention something quickly. You know how we were talking about the juggler earlier?
The juggler!
Yeah, his actor's in the Mach Saga. Apparently, he was actually a character in Drive.
Oh.
Gar, just the tone you said that as? Yeah, you know the actor from Juggler? Yeah, he died.
Just now.
I know, right?
I killed him.
Whoa!
You know, Emily,
know
you don't talk often, but when you do, it's...
What? No.
Che bella.
No. I that wasn't funny.
Way to kill our dreams.
Oh!
God damn it.
No.
Emily,
I
why?
I didn't mean that I killed him. It was supposed to be God.
Sure.
She's casting our dreams into the void.
No, I could see them just going away.
I'm sorry.
No,
it's
okay.
Keep doing that.
No,
we're great. We're just kidding.
Every time I try to
kill
be
more
funny,
actors.
I sound terrible.
Kill more actors.
No, I don't. What? No.
Have you ever eaten with one?
Have I ever eaten one? No.
Eaten with one.
Oh, eaten with an actor?
Yeah.
No, not that I know of.
So it's okay to kill him.
Broken.
You don't count.
You are not an actor.
Moving on.
I'm sorry. I don't know what just happened.
Okay. Final star of the night and
most
arguably the biggest.
Uchu! It's a new Sentai.
You fucker.
You cock tease. Super Sentai's next series has been trademarked as
Uchu Sentai
Kyurinja! Mailu!
Or Space Sentai Kyurinja.
Yes.
Well, the space part is pretty cut and dry. It's anyone's guess what Q could infer, but it could refer to the number 9, because 9 planets.
Or belts. I don't know, I looked up Q in Japanese.
When was the last time...
It's just Beruto!
Sorry, when was the last time Sentai did a full-on space one?
Flashman.
No, Mega Ranger.
Deca
Ranger.
No,
no.
That had space themes in it, but it was on Earth. Full-on space... It was Flashman.
Really?
1980s.
That long ago.
Yeah.
I'd be interested to see if they're actually going to go into space.
Because Gokaiju, they were space pirates, but they...
Actually, shockingly enough, 1987.
This is also the first Sentai to actually use Ranger in the title for a very long time.
Yeah, since it's Geki Ranger, I believe.
Wait, Geki Ranger. Golanger, Shikenger, Gosager, Gokaiger, Gobuster, Kyoryuger, Tokyuger, Ninja, Zuoger, Cuban. Holy shit.
Yeah. Ranger. Right?
Just
Hashtag autism!
Well, good for him.
Yeah.
Scars is broken. How did I not get that?
So while it is stressed that we do have the copyright, Toei has been known to make a name for themselves in throwing seemingly opposite themes together to create their shows. So while the space part is pretty clear, we don't have information to guess what the Q part of Q Ranger actually refers to. So it'll be real interesting to see
what
this goes.
I'm calling 9, and it's actually a 9-man Sentai.
Oh, imagine!
You know, I'd be down!
You know what?
As long as they're not all Forzes.
Let's see. No. So the Red Ranger
9-man Sentai based on the planet.
Red Ranger's going to be Mars. Blue Ranger's going to be...
Neptune. I literally said that.
No. They'll
Mars.
They'll pull Sailor Moon, and there'll be like the inner Senshi and the outers.
Q Saturn. Q Pluto.
Blue Mercury.
No,
Q
that's what it'll
Neptune.
Be. We'll have a 6-man main Sentai team, and then the extra Rangers will be just 3 other ones.
With Misao being Q Pluto because he no longer counts.
We'll get the Uranus Ranger. Uranus Ranger.
It would be the
Uranger.
Yeah.
Premature Bradley.
Honestly, though, like I love space things. Like Star Wars is one of my favorite things ever. So space themed Sentai, I am the excite.
There better be a Gavon crossover.
What if by space you're talking about like the space between?
No, but it's Uchu.
This is like a
dimension hopping.
No.
Hey, I would like that.
No, I mean literally like the space between physical objects.
Why isn't this already happening?
Here's the thing. If it was supposed to mean space is in dimensional space, I feel like they would use the word Kukan instead of Uchu.
Yeah.
I
will say this.
Gavon taught me that.
No, I will say this. I wish it wasn't Uchu, but the Japanese word for cosmic.
Ginga?
Kozumi?
No, that's
Ginga
galaxy.
Is galaxy.
Yeah, it is. That's
Ginga would be a little...
Ginga Sentai.
We already
did that. Well, Ginga Man.
Yeah.
Ginga.
Just because they've used the word Ginga wouldn't preclude them from doing it again. Because
like
think about Kyoryu Sentai and then Kyoryuger.
No.
Yeah.
Gosei Sentai Dire Ranger. Tenso Sentai Gosager.
Exactly. That's not even the only example.
Yeah.
There are many examples. But yes, space!
Fuck's wrong with you?
Space.
We've all played too much / not enough Portal 2.
Good night, everybody.
Also,
I said goodnight!
No, also, quick note. Quickly, they also released a video of someone trying out the Gamer Driver. It doesn't have electronics in it. Oh well.
Lane, what did we say about EXO news?
It doesn't have any electronics.
That's nice, Raven. If you don't like it, you can fucking leave the room.
Okay, I'll quickly summarize. We've confirmed that each gadget has a theme song for being in the level 1 and 2 slot, and a theme for being in the level 3 slot, which means... Since the electronics are all self-contained within the gadgets and there's no electronics in the belt, the gadgets can be freely mixed and matched to form any combination and still play proper chimes.
Thank you.
Super interesting. Ready to mix and match. Buy them all.
Hashtag
X. What's this? Each form has its own theme song? Oh my god, I never thought that.
No, but the point is that the gadgets are exactly like the lock seeds, where there's the main slot and the Jinba slot on the Sengoku driver, and the gadgets work the same way, where they can be put in either slot and work.
Raven doesn't care.
Yeah. Okay, we're done. Bye.
Good night.